Masechet Berachot, Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. So refer to the previous Mishnah that we had yesterday, which was talking about the different levels of Tum'ah. We're going to be applying some of those same rules to this Mishnah as well. So this Mishnah is going to be talking about somebody who is drying his hands after doing Netilat Yadayim. And the common practice in those days was they would take that same towel, that same napkin that they would use to dry their hands after Netilat Yadayim, and they would use it to clean their hands the entire meal after touching the food. They would especially use their hands in those days to eat, so therefore their hands would constantly become dirty and they wanted to clean their hands off with the towel. So the machloket becomes if you're allowed to put that towel directly onto the table near your food or not. And we'll see why in a few moments. Bet Shammai omrim, mekaneach yadav b'mapa u'maniha al ha'shulchan. Bet Shammai says that one is allowed to dry his hands with a towel and then put that towel onto a table. The reason, according to Bet Shammai, that you're allowed to do this is because, number one, he holds generally that you're not allowed to sit and eat at a table that is a sheni latumah. If it's a sheni latumah, Bet Shammai says generally you're not allowed to eat there. Under no circumstance are you allowed to eat there. So therefore, he has no nervousness that if I put a wet towel onto that table, and we said yesterday, we said in the introduction to tumah, that any liquid has the ability to transfer tumah, and not only that, but the liquid itself becomes a rishon la tum'ah whenever it's in touch with anything else. So over here in this situation, the wet towel is on a table, but that table is in no scenario, according to Bet Shammai, going to be a sheni la tum'ah because he doesn't allow you to do that. He doesn't allow you to sit at that type of table. Therefore, he allows you to put the napkin on that table, and he has no nervousness that the table is going to impurify the napkin, which in turn would have impurified the food. He has no nervousness about that whatsoever because the table that you're sitting on is not a sheni la tumah automatically. Bet Hillel, though, Mishnah continues, Omrim al hakeset. Bet Hillel says that you're not allowed to put the towel that you used to dry your hands for Netilat Yadayim that may be wet at this point. You're not allowed to put that directly on your table. Rather, you have to put it on the cushion that you're sitting. Why? What is Bet Hillel's issue? Bet Hillel is more lenient in the scenario where he allows you to eat at a table that's a sheni la tumah. So therefore, since he allows you to sit at that table, he has nervousness that if you take the towel that you just dried your hands with, and that towel is wet, that towel is going to become now impure. Because we said liquid becomes impure whenever it's in touch with anything, even a sheni la tum'ah, and now that liquid becomes a rishon la tum'ah. And therefore, what are you doing now? You're going to pick up that towel, which became impure from the liquid that it was touching, and now you're going to pick up the food and you're going to impurify the food that you're holding as part of your meal, and that would become an issue to eat that food. So Bet Hillel would say, you're not allowed to put a towel that you dried your hands on onto the table with you that you're eating. Rather, you have to put it down onto the cushion.